During breaking news, the likes of which we've been covering this week, more and more people turn to search engines and to social media to help them sort out the story. What happens when those search engines, when Google and Facebook, lead people astray? Take a look at these. Examples of the fake posts circulating on the internet after the Vegas shooting, misidentifying the gunman, misidentifying victims. The question is, how does that happen? How do stories like that, how do they rise to the surface, and what are the consequences of that? Okay, so we had fake news, as I said, about victims, about who the shooter was, of course, later identified. Basically, they were wrong.
They were incorrect. And there were two cases that I think are kind of worth highlighting in this context. So in one case, we had Google, right? People going to Google and searching for information about possible sort of, identities of the shooter. And there was one name that had sort of emerged early on that people had sort of believed might have been responsible. And so they were going to Google, they were searching for this name. And instead of coming up with, you know, a link to CBC or CNN or NBC or some sort of reputable news site, they were being sent to essentially a sort of dark forum of the internet, right, where hoaxes and misinformation is often spread, a place called 4chan, where people were discussing the identity of one of the believed sort of, one of the names of someone who later proved to not be the shooter, and
right.
That was one example there. And then on Facebook, Facebook has a feature called Safety Check, right? People go to Safety Check in often in times of disasters, mm-hmm. and other sorts of events, And alongside Safety Check, they show news stories, right? News stories that are supposed to provide context about what's happening. And in this case, Facebook was also pulling in misinformation, pulling in sort of hyper-partisan news stories, pulling in far-right sort of news sources, also things that were misidentifying victims and the shooter and things like
that. So this was coming from trolls, either propaganda reasons, either pulling pranks, whatever. Their false information was popping up right at the top of these screens, Facebook and Google.